Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, man. Tonight's Mellow Music Hour featuring some holy mind tripping, which I'm getting ready to play in the background, and some church quaking. The music will make your mind think and your body quake. Thanks to all the worldwide first time and all the time listeners joining us this evening of Gullah Soul Music on Friday evening, December 17th, 2021, 1 week before Christmas Eve, as we enter the vault with the multi-instrumentalist songwriter, composer, Lee Alston of Gullah Soul Music from Freeport, Texas. My name is Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Daku Designs, and I can be found at www.anaisevalcour.com. Let me play some holy mind tripping for you. There we go. Mind tripping, and we want to thank you to every one of you for joining us this evening as we are broadcasting to you worldwide. Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, worldwide. And we want you to continue hitting that follow / subscribe button from your social media platform, or you can go directly to n1m.com/Lee Alston, which is number one music, as we are about to reach 500,000 profile views. Hopefully we get to do that by the end of the year. So give a quick shout out and show some love to Lee Alston at 516-418-5857. And let your friends know early to tune in and as well, and, you know, have them mind trip with you. Shoot, we're going to talk about some things and let your mind just kind of trip, and we're going to church quake as well, and you're going to have to hear some good old church quaking. We got three church quaking songs now, so that we're going to be playing tonight. So go ahead, and if you know someone in another country, share the links from LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, or even text him. And if you want to reach out to Lee directly, you can contact him through his email at Lee Alston, leealston1970.la@gmail.com. And of course, the lovely Miss Andy is with us, and Lee is with us, and we have some silent listeners as well. So we want you to join in and just listen. And if you want to call us again, that number is 516-418-5857. Last week we had callers come in and talk about positivity. We had some positive views. So thank you, thank you, thank you. So as we continue our show, we're going to hear some Gullah Soul Music promo, and then we're going to welcome Lee Alston. So hold on and get ready to mind trip and to church quake.
Yes, y'all. This is Gullah Soul Radio, the Soulistic Music Revival, coming right at you. Hip hop, soul music. Yeah, on the strength. I say it's on the strength right now. This is Gullah Soul Music.
And now let's welcome Mr. Lee Alston, all the way from Freeport, Texas. Welcome, 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 Lee, as we're getting ready to mind trip and church quake. How you doing today?
Yeah, man, I'm doing fabulous tonight, man. Good you're here with us on GAM tonight. Angie over in the cut, and our listeners tuning in with us on tonight, man. I just want to thank everybody. The music is a little bit, yeah.
Hey, I'm getting ready to turn it down some. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, there thank you. Yeah, so it's
you're welcome.
I just want to thank everybody for tuning in again tonight, and y'all joining in for this, man. And so, like I always say, man, I'm in the right place, the right time, the right moment, wherever time zone you're in, man. You're in the right zone right now with us, man. Wherever you are worldwide, man. I want to thank y'all for coming on to NoMoreMusic.com and the playlist, sharing, the downloads, everything else. And I appreciate you all that. Today, y'all made Master Blaster number one again off of NoMoreMusic.com again. To thank y'all once again, man, for showing the love out there, man. And so, yeah, man, y'all made number one Master Blaster again. I mean, yeah, man, y'all did that.
Yeah.
Thank y'all.
How you do that, man?
And, Yeah, man, how I do that, man? Yeah, man, so I do that there like that. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I just wanted to, you know, let everybody know, man, that, you know, I really thank y'all tremendously, man, and graciously, man, for your support out there. And I welcome for those that want to call in, man, that's cool. But, you know, I just want to say this so everybody can be on our page here. And so, for those of you that have been following week after week after week, you have been following me for some time, you know, this is Soul Power Music Radio, and this is Lee Alston Gullah Soul Music. And I love for people to call in, but please do not call in with your philosophy or your doctrine or your opinions about stuff. You know what I'm saying? This is not what it's about. This is not a debating show. It's not a debating program. It's the show where people can come together and just vibe, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, so I just want people to understand, when you call in, you know, when we say positive, hey, man, hey, God bless you, or, hey, man, keep up the good work, or God bless everybody, mm-hmm. I guess, something mm-hmm. like that. But please, don't call in with your own personal opinions on how people should think, how they should be, mm-hmm. so forth and so on. You know what I'm saying? Because I can tell anybody.
Right.
I go by what the Bible says, bottom line. So, you know, mm-hmm. that's why, so I don't want to have to correct people, but because this is, you know, the Lee Alston Gullah Soul Music Show, I have to do that because I don't want my followers and listeners that have been following me for so long, I don't want y'all to think that just because somebody comes in there with their opinion, I don't necessarily agree with that. I just want to let y'all know that. So that's
right.
why I'm asking you to call in. Just, hey, man, positive feedback, that's it. You don't have to come on here. We don't need a sermon. We don't need Bible study and all this because everybody has their thing. You have to realize
mm-hmm.
everybody has
mm-hmm.
their thing, and we have to respect that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So this is the Lee Austin Gullah Soul Music Show, man. This is Gullah Soul Music, Mellow Music, and that's what it's here
yeah.
for, man, to put it at dawn.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, everything's been going on. You know what I'm saying? And so this is a place where you can come and get your church quake on. You can come and get your praise on.
Yeah.
You can come get your worship on. You can get your fellowship on, all of that. So this is what we do. And I thank y'all for joining in, coming in the circle tonight. Yeah, man. Yeah, much love to y'all.
Yeah,
yeah
man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Yeah, man. Miss Angie, would you like to say hello and greet the peeps?
Hello, everybody. I'm just joining in and supporting my husband with his music. Hello, Miss Inez.
Yes.
How are you today? Everybody,
I am good. Thank you for asking.
This is Happy Friday, so we're ready to get
this
show
going. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Friday.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yes, it is. It's Friday.
Yeah.
Yay. Yes. So let's get started. Let me see. We talked about Holy Mind Tripping and Church Quaking. The first song that I liked or I came out with or picked was is called This Joy. It's a beautiful song. So you want to describe This Joy to us, Lee?
Yeah, basically it's describing the my relationship with God and you know
mm-hmm.
how his joy brings me the peace that I have. This place of tranquility,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Healing for my soul, healing for my mind, healing for my body, all of that. And so, this is what the song is about. And so I had Brother Paul Williams on saxophone, and this was to accompany me to give me that ambiance I need to tell my story. Most particular piece is just a melodic piece that's flowing, you know what I'm saying? And so
mm-hmm,
it's just to
mm-hmm.
help all of us, man, maintain that mindset of Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving
mm-hmm.
is every day, you know what I'm saying? Not
that's
what happened
right.
in November on
mm-hmm.
a calendar date, but it's every
that's
day
right.
we're supposed to give Thanksgiving unto God. So this keeps our mind in that place of reflection up on the goodness
mm-hmm.
of my Heavenly Father, and that's
yeah.
word, that's on the strength. And that's for real, man.
Mm-hmm.
For real. Yeah.
That's part of the mind tripping we do tonight. We giving all glory
yeah,
and honor to God. Yes.
Yeah, man.
So,
y'all come on
the
mind tripping tonight, man. Yeah.
Yes. Mind trip. We're going to blow your mind, I guess we're going to say, but we're going to trip on this joy.
The joy of the Lord is truly my strength. And the joy that God gave me, nobody, can take it away from me. So don't let nobody steal your joy. Just keep on trusting in the Lord. Listen.
Yeah.
I got one I got a couple of corrections to make. Yeah, I got a couple of corrections to make on this song. Yeah, this is the song. I was thinking about another song, y'all, but yeah. But it's all relevant. It's all relative, man. So, but actually, on this song here, and I hadn't heard this one in a while, so yeah, man, I'm like, I thought it was another song with the choice. But it's all right. Y'all know I got so many songs. But yeah, this, yeah, that's the one. But this one here is my son, actually. I was showing him a chord to play, and I was teaching him how to play guitar. And so I taught him this chord on this particular piece. So he played the chord, so I just built the rhyme. I liked what he was doing with it. So, yeah, man. So, yeah, big shout-out to Lee Jr. on this one, man. You know, so I try to always try to bring people in and try to, you know, work with them, man, and you know, pour into them. So, yeah, man. So, yeah. Yeah, this all it's still all relative, man. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And and it should be all of our strength. You know what I'm saying? His joy.
Right.
Bring us to that place. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Thank you for that. Yeah, I forgot about it. Man, I haven't heard that in a long time. Yeah, man. Yeah.
I've been trying to bring these songs back to your memory. Yeah, yes.
Man. Y'all, I got so many songs, man. I'm like,
I'm waiting. Why don't you let me have the songs? Let me listen to them, and I'll just kind of bring them out the vault, kind of slowly, one by one. But I'd like for him to join us one night if he would, you know, have him, you know, kind of call in and comment sometime.
Well, his schedule is, he's just like his old man. Works during the day full time, and then he does his music production. He has a music production company in Houston, and so he has bands that he works with. Yeah, so he's following. You know, he's following my footsteps.
Okay.
You know,
the
so he's doing his thing.
Nice.
Yeah, so yeah, he's like his old man, staying busy. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. As I say.
Yeah.
This next song is called Overflow, and then we're gonna have a new song, Flow, which is .. IMEP, and so we're going to do Overflow and then Flow On. So we're just going to kind of flow through these two songs. But go ahead and introduce Overflow, please, Lee.
Yeah, Overflow. Now, which one? Is this the Overflow with the exclamation mark?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, see, y'all listen to live radio. Y'all got to realize, man, I got so many songs. I want to just make sure we go and see it right. So, yeah, Overflow.
Okay.
It's talking about, of course, in this particular piece, expressing my concern for the condition of the human race. You know what I'm saying? The condition of the world.
Okay.
And we all need the Spirit of God to pour into us. You know, as vessels, we need to pour out all the things that are not of God, everything that's evil, everything that's contrary to who God is. We need to pour all that out and empty ourselves so the Holy Spirit can pour into us all of these attributes of God. So this is basically overflow. And I want to be overflowed, you know what I'm saying? Just keep pouring into me, keep pouring into me, and let it just overflow into the pouring. So this is what this song is about, pretty much. Yeah, worship, yeah.
Yeah, so it is a beautiful song. I'm going to say that about all of them, but anyway, this is a beautiful song that I heard, and then we're going to continue with the flow of the program or this evening. So the first one is Overflow, and then we'll talk about the second one. Yes, Overflow with the exclamation.
Right now, our minds and our souls are thirsty. We need God to pour his love into us.
Come on now.
Let it overflow. inner healing right now.
With Katie Kendrick, and but his song was Overflow, but he didn't know about my Overflow already. Mine had already been done already, but his, I have the letters separated. Overflow is separated on mine. You know, if people notice on N1M, I use my color style, and I keep all my words all in one word.
Together,
so you got to really
connected.
Read it. Yeah, so read it all connected. Uh-huh. So that's why I asked you, was the one with exclamation mark. And so, yeah.
Now, you know, right, because we're not doing collabs tonight, but thank you. I remember that. Okay. But no,
It's like when I write some of these songs, I put a date that I did them. They don't really time them anything.
Yes.
You just get a date. Yeah, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the mind of Lee, y'all. Mm. That's why I work it. Yeah. That's how I do that there like that.
Mm.
Yeah, man.
Massa Blaster, how you do that there? So,
Massa.
I be loving it. I do. I'm sorry. I'm just glad I'm here, been able to, you know, just be in the presence and just, you know, being here and being able to host this, because a lot of times people are just like, oh, yeah, and the next song is, but they don't have the background of the song. But this next song is a new one, which is Flow On .. I Am EP. So how is that song doing on the chart? Is it doing pretty good or you don't know yet?
Oh, yeah. I just put it on N1M, of course, this week. And so it's almost 200 plays. And I think about maybe almost 20 likes. And it hadn't been in N1M hardly a week yet. And so, so many people follow me and they just go through the playlist and they see randomly, like some of the people that come on and say subscribe or they put in my network on N1M, I can see some of the songs that are on their playlist from my dashboard.
Okay.
So a lot of people that subscribe to me or my network, I can go on their playlist and I can see Some of them have multiple songs on their playlist for some of the stuff that I have. So that's very encouraging. I really thank y'all. So, yeah, but this is Flow On. I am EP. I am Extended Play. And this is part of my new album I'm working on right now for 2022. And so this is just another level. I'm changing the dynamic up, but you know it's still Leon Sabella Soul Music. This album's going to have some house on there. It's going to have some house music. It's going to have, of course, my love ballads, my song of song and concepts. It's going to have, a more of an extension of Leon Sabella Soul Music. That's why I named it IMEP. Yeah.
Okay. And my hand is raised. So with the extended play, that's just your new style, or do you have another Flow On that you've done, and this is just an extension, like you have Church Quake, and you have an extension of that?
It's going to be, extended play, So if you've heard, like those of you who have followed me for a while, you know I have the two Church Quakes, and those Church Quakes are two totally different styles, all on their own. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
And this Church Quake, you're going to hear tonight, IMEP, is going to be totally different from the other two, and y'all will see that. What I'm saying, IMEP, personified. So what I'm doing on this particular album, I'm pushing myself beyond my limitation, and, and so just kind of coming all the way out of the box and just kind of doing something totally I wouldn't expect
out of the norm.
Out of the box, out of the norm, out of my lane. It's coming in a whole other direction. IMET. Even some of the songs y'all heard, I plan on putting IMET on those too. You know, some of the love ballads. This is what she said. IMET. Y'all might have a whole other version of this, what she said. It might be some other things that my whole other dialogue with that. So I'm putting Angie to work. We putting her to work on some things, man, some ideas. It popped in my head. I'm putting everybody to work. You know what I'm saying? Because this is going to be an extension of what y'all already heard, but it's going to be an extension of what you already heard, of course. But, I'm gonna put some more to that. Just put a spin on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear Flow On. After the overflow, we're going to Flow On. And it kind of gives you the sound of the flow that's flowed on, but this is his version of him, IMEP. So let's hear Flow On. Yes. Y'all listen to this. Soak it up. Your mind tripping. Come on.
Hey everybody, this is Gullah Soul Radio.
Yeah.
And I'm mind tripping right now, just thinking about God's goodness, man. Yeah. Flowing with the Spirit of God. Let Him move me. Let Him guide me. Let Him direct me. Let Him show me. I know y'all know what I'm talking about. You got to learn to flow with the Spirit, man. Move with the Spirit, man, for real. Yeah, man. I'm a firm believer in the power of God, man. That's why I got the steady flow with His Spirit. Yeah, man. Spirit of the Lord is, there's joy. Show you right. Wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is healing, and that's word. Healing for your soul. Oh, yeah. Yeah, healing for your mind. That's right. And healing for your body. Show you right. So, my answer to you is, just flow with the Spirit, man. Yeah, man. Just flow with the Spirit. Move with the Spirit, man. Yeah, yeah, man. And flow on, y'all. Flow, baby.
Flow on.
Yeah, just flow with the Spirit. Just lay back and think about God's goodness right now. Come on, man. Just lay back. Think about His goodness, man. Just flow with the Spirit. Let the Spirit move. Let Him guide you right now. Yeah. Say you're tired of your life right now and the way it's going, man. I advise you just to move with the Spirit, man, and let Him take you into a place spiritually, man, where you can rest, where you can have some peace, where you can have some joy. Yeah, man. Think upon God's goodness right now, y'all. Reflect upon God's goodness right now. Yeah, man. Just lay back and think upon God's goodness. Yeah, yeah. Just keep flowing with the Spirit, y'all. Yeah, it's gonna be alright. You gotta believe it.
Yeah.
Just keep flowing with the Spirit, y'all. Just keep moving. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Extended play. Yes, extended personification, as he says.
Yeah, man.
That's nice. That's nice.
Thank you.
As you say, it's mellow. Very, very mellow.
It's mellow. Yeah, very mellow.
Yes. I can't wait. I can't wait until you get all this music out that, you know,
should
be on top of the world.
Yeah, man. It's mm-hmm. mellow music, and it puts you in a...
Mm-hmm.
I've learned that every song doesn't have to have a lot of verses in it. Every song doesn't have to have a bridge, depending on what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, man, it just lay back, man, and just minister to souls, man, minister to the Lord just by a monologue that, you know, that's on time, you know what I'm saying? And it's, I've learned that. You know, and I've learned mm-hmm. that. So, yeah, man, just flow on, y'all. Just flow with the Spirit, man. Let him guide you. Let Him lead you. Let Him move you, man. So, yeah, man, that's all you got to do is flow on, man. Flow on with the Spirit, man. That's all the strength right there for real. Yeah, man.
Right. And like you said earlier, it doesn't take a whole lot to bring someone in. Just a hook, you know. That song, what was it? Flow on. Remind me of another song. So, I mean, that also brings a person in. It's just the repetition, you know, just that nice, mellow repetition. You're not hollering at anybody. Just chill on. Just come on.
I just want to get a rap with y'all. That's it. I just want to get a rap with the whole world. You know what I'm saying? Just let me talk to you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let me just mellow out. Just let me just dialogue. You know, can I get a rap? Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, that's it.
Right. They call you the mellow doctor, the gospel mellow doctor. That laugh will kill me. And as we're talking about flowing, this next song, which has reached number one as well, called Water, taken from John 4:10-15.
Yeah, man.
And how many times has that hit number one?
Oh, man, multiple times. Y'all did that on NoMoreMusic.com. Mm-hmm. I want to thank y'all so much. Yeah, it's hit number mm-hmm. one multiple times. So I know talking sometimes with, you know, my wife behind the scenes, and it's like, uh-huh. you know, I think the song's going to be, you know, I'm going to do this one. And, you know, and it's like, you know, wow. I mean, you know, the people are making it number one, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it resonates. I think that's the key thing as an artist, as a musician.
Uh-huh.
You're a minister of music, you know. If you're a minister of music in whatever capacity you are, you know, our first priority is to always give God the glory first, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
being
right.
able to
right.
minister or be able to help and pour into his people, you know what I'm saying? And so,
mm-hmm.
yeah, man, y'all made this song number one multiple times, man. And it's like,
see.
You know, and I'm just humble like that. People don't really know me. You know, those that do know me know, man, I mean, everything else is going on right now, and business-wise,
uh-huh.
business and thing, I'm just humble, man. You know what I'm saying? And I do the music because I love it. You know what I'm saying? I love the gift that God gave me to share with people. And, you know, but it's like when I do songs, you know, I don't
mm-hmm.
really think about, hey, this is going to be number one. This is going to be number one. I just do, you know, I just do what I do. And, you know, of course,
mm-hmm.
the people, you know, resonate with it. You know what I'm saying? And so they put on their playlist, share
mm-hmm.
on their Facebook, man.
Mm-hmm.
I thank y'all so much. Yeah, man. Yeah.
And see, you are a vessel. God just uses you. He gives you these verses, these songs that put to verses and words that put to music
mm-hmm.
and whatever. And that's how you minister to the people out there. So if it's been number one, it's like, okay, this is what they need. They need to overflow, flow on,
yeah.
and now we have the water. So
yeah.
we're going to douse you in some water and let you mind trip on. Water is what the name of the song is, and it's taken from the Bible. John, the 4th chapter, verses 10 through 15, and it's called Water. It's a pretty song.
Yeah, man.
Yes. Oh, that water. That, yep.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, that water.
Yeah, water.
That water.
Water.
The
yeah.
living water. Fill my cup.
Mind trip, y'all.
And let it overflow.
Let it overflow.
Out of my belly shall flow rivers of living water. I'm drawing from the well that will never run dry. I drink of him and I'll never thirst again. So I'll drink right here. I'll take my sip. Excuse me, y'all, while I take my sip. Can't make it without you. You are my everything. Yeah. And everything is you. So come on, y'all. Come on, take a drink with me right here. Yeah, come on, y'all. Take a drink with me. Come on. Come on, take a drink. Come on. I'm wrapped up. I'm caught up in you. I ain't gonna let you go, because you abide in me and I abide in you. Oh, such a sweet surrender. Yes, you are. You are the bright morning star, lily of the valley. the beauty of holiness personified. Yeah. You are the Word of God. The Word gives life, and life is beautiful. Ooh, that water. That water, that water, that living water. Something about Jesus make me want to holler, make me want to throw up my hand. Oh yeah, you do that. Ooh, that water. That water, that water, the living water.
Doing the snaps and everything.
Right,
and what
right,
is,
yeah, man.
Amazes me is the music that you come up with behind the words. I mean,
yeah.
Which one do you start with first, the words or the music? Or it just
well, actually, it was on this one, it was actually the music. I had Junior on this one. I had Lee Junior on
okay.
this one on percussion. And so, you know, I tell my guys, you know, him and Omar, they're the ones
mm-hmm.
that do my percussion work for me live. And when I tell
mm-hmm.
them, take me somewhere I ain't been before, you know, it may take them, you know, a minute to come up with something. Because when they come up with something that's totally out of the norm, if you will, or
right.
totally out of, say, the normal or syncopated rhythm or something, you know what I'm saying? So this is
yes.
not... you know, a syncopated, you know, one, two,
mm-hmm.
3, 4, 2, 3, 4, you know what I'm saying? So
that's what I love
when
about
he came
it,
up
right.
with this,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, when he came up with this beat, you know, I'm like, okay, I was railing on bass.
Mm-hmm.
I had to walk away from this for a little bit. I didn't actually do anything with this for a while. Then I got the hit, you know what I'm saying? It hit me in my head, you know, mentally and spiritually. I'm going to talk about water because it had that feel. You know, like a beat
okay.
type of a groove.
Okay.
So that's what, yeah, so that's how I wrote this one, yeah.
Wow. I mean, all of your music always just comes together so well. It's just like, okay, what is it? Is the horse before the court? Is it the egg before the chicken? How does he create these things?
Yeah,
you know, what's first?
Yeah, man.
Is it the words
yeah,
before the music? Is it the tune that you hear? You know, water dripping, and all of a sudden it skips a drip, and then all of a sudden it's syncopated.
Yeah.
You know, you hear a spoon, and then this comes out, and then the spoon is clinking with the water, and then it hits the plate. You know, that's how I think.
Yeah.
I know that sounds crazy,
and
but
you know,
sometimes,
yeah, sometimes the words may come before the music.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
You know, and I do
right.
that, of course, with artists such as my wife, others. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
They come up with the word first, and then then I'll feel what they're doing with their vocal, and then I'll arrange around that. I'll compose the music around what they're doing. So it just, sometimes it's the horse before the cart, sometimes it's the cart before the horse. Sometimes it's
okay.
the chicken before the egg, and the egg before the chicken. So, yeah, You know, with me, that's how it works. You know?
Right, right. Yeah, man. You like that, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, man.
I love it. It just reminds me of, I could see somebody, I guess a cartoon character actually, with a cigarette, with the mustache, a little itty bitty mustache, with a beanie on his head, you know, a little black beret. And he's just sitting there just with a little bowl cut hair and just, you know, snapping his fingers, you know, with multicolored shirt on and some black stretch pants, actually, or tight black pants or whatever. And that's what I just see when I close my eyes and think of this song. I know it's crazy, but that's what I see as far as this is concerned.
And, you know, and that's the beautiful part about being a listener, because you know, that's what I said earlier before we started the show. You know, we all have to respect everybody's mindset. You know what I'm saying? All I do is present what God has given me. You know what I'm saying? When the listener is listening to it, it's like you use your imagination to take you on this journey, you know, as you listen to the music. And that's basically what it's about. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
And how the listener wants to interpret.
I mean,
yeah, man. And that's what and that's what mind tripping is. And people that listen have been listening to me for a while, I use these certain words, this verbiage, you know, because that's who I am. You know what I'm saying? Some people may say, well, I'm going to think, yeah, I'm a mind trip. You know what I'm saying? Because when I mind trip, I'm able to go back 30, 40 years, just go there. You know, and tie his music into something, you know, and it all is relative that way. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, this is a night of mind tripping, reflection, all of that. You know what I'm saying? Reminiscing, whatever you want to call it, it's all the same. Yeah, man.
Yes. Thank you for that. This next song, I like it. It's called I Found All I Need, taken from Matthew 7:7-12. At first, I thought she was talking about the lovely lady who's on the line, Miss Angie.
No, he said no.
It's about Jesus. It's about, well, still, she found all you needed, her and him, and y'all just came together. So she could be your Jesus for all I know, but I'm just messing with you. But no, when you hear it's a – I be having this crack up. I'm so crazy. But no, it's so – and then you have scripture, you know, to back up your words or your songs as well, which is another thing I like, because people say, well, how do you come up with this? Well, I am deep into the Bible, and I just came up with it from Matthew 7:7-12. That's just how it comes up. And so, and it's just wonderful. So you could talk about I Found All I Need, but once they hear the song, they'll understand. But go ahead.
So it's like, for those of you listening, and she said one key thing right there, with my music, I don't name my songs like, you know, a lot of people name their songs. You know what I'm saying? So to understand the author Bill of Soul music, you have to sometimes look at the titles or just scriptures in the Bible. So when you go to the scripture in the Bible, people will know, okay, man, he's talking about his adoration for the Lord in this one. Or he's talking about the love for his wife in this one. Or he's talking about the closeness of his friends and family in this song. So basically, when you go to the scriptures, when you read the scriptures, in a lot of my songs, and all of them have that title on there, the scriptures, that you can see, oh, yeah, he's talking about this, he's talking about that. So that's one key thing to remember, y'all. When y'all go to numberonemusic.com and you start listening to some of these songs, you know, you have to actually sometimes read these scriptures that I named these songs, and you can get the whole meaning of what I'm talking about in some of these pieces.
Correct. And this one is seek and it will be given to you. I mean, excuse me, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be open. 9. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to others what you would have them do unto you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. And that's the New International Version is what it was. So that's what that is. That's the breakdown of that. So King James is a little bit different, but that's what came up first. But yes. So we're going to play this. Oh, we're going to play this song so you can decide whether it's actually Jesus he's talking about or someone else. But we know who it is because he's a spiritual man. I found all I need, Matthew 7:7-12.
I've searched all over, yes I did. I thought I was going to lose my mind. So many places I've seen, enough hurt to last a lifetime.
I need all I need.
pretty. Now, you play the piano on this?
Yes. Yeah, I did the piano on this one.
I wanted to do like a classical
classical type of number on this one. So, yeah.
That is, wow. I can see you sitting at the piano. I said, did he play the piano first and then sing? Or is he just like, all those wonderful people who can sit down and play and sing at the same time and be tickling them ivories and, you know, have his head back looking like Stevie Wonder and just be flowing. That's how I feel. Just at this big old long white piano, a baby grand, or no, just a full grand. It's like, that's what I see. That's what I see when I hear this song. It's just, you know, and it's just like you have, it's just like you're singing to Angie, to me, and she's got this one rose in the white baby grand, full grand, whatever, a grand, and you're just singing to her. But you're singing about Jesus. That's what I think.
You know, you got to listen to you have to listen to the lyrics, because I'm,
yes.
You know what I'm saying, Lord, you're all I need. And, you know, and when I first start off and I'm talking about, and all of us have been in that time, at time or place where you feel like you're about to lose your mind, you know. So
right.
The only one that can bring that healing,
that peace,
is God himself. And so when
right.
I say mind tripping, I'm actually saying I'm just reflecting upon God's goodness when I mind trip. But, you know, at some point, we all feel like at times, man, your mind, your brain goes into overload with so many things that happen and so many traumatic things that come up, and you're trying to decipher these things, these events that happen, and trying to separate them in your brain, and you're trying to function. So, yeah, so basically, you listen at, like I say, those listeners, you have to really listen. There's some songs on a lot of songs that I would not, I'll just say you or your, but, you know, you listen to the content of what I'm talking about, you know, the listener would get it, you know, and so, you know, when you see anything, the Songs of Solomon, concepts, y'all know I'm talking about my wife, you know, you see something on there like that, you know what I'm saying? So I try to put it to where, because the way I write my songs and music, sometimes you got to really get in there and listen for real. Man, what is this guy talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And so, so you got to really study what I do. And so, so the listener can get it, you know. I have, like I said, some songs that when we do, y'all, this is not rehearsed. And so at times, man, we play these songs, I'm over here like, which one is this? So, y'all.
But
I have to go back and study my own list.
So I
remember what I'm doing and what I did on this song, what I did on that song. And like I have my disc and I say my music on, and my wife is like shaking her head. I don't have names of the songs yet. I'll name it, go back and look at this one. Or this is a jam. And I go back 5 months later trying to figure, what is on this CD? Talking about, look at this. Listen to this. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, man.
No, but
so,
I know on the song, you know, it's to Jesus, but it could also be to a woman as well, or to a man. That's all I'm saying. Because you could always change the words, or they could be interchanged. But, you know, I did listen to it, and it's like, you know, you're all I need. I don't need nothing else. Sorry, Angie, I don't want to say this, but I don't need Angie. All I need is you, because you are my all in all. As the song says, you know, as we sing in church, you are my all in all.
Sometimes we don't need all these other outside forces. And you know what? Angie knows I love her, but she knows I love God more.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? In a sense, you know, he has to fulfill all of my spiritual needs. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And mm-hmm. whatever's going on with Lee, she can't fix that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, as my wife, there's certain things, yeah, she fulfills, but for the uh-huh. spiritual and for the mental and for my health, all that, you know, of course, it has come from him, from the Lord himself.
Right.
So, yeah, man.
Right.
Yeah, so it's like,
but he gave her to you. He sure
yeah.
did. He gave you the right one. Uh-huh,
yeah.
baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did.
So,
he
yeah,
sure
man.
Did.
So I'm glad we had that understanding when we first met. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So it's like, you know, I know a lot of people, you know, it's everybody else their thing and their own opinions about it. But, you know, all I know is what the word says. You know what I'm saying? And so
uh-huh.
we can
uh-huh.
love our families. We can love our loved ones and all that. You know what I'm saying? But,
mm-hmm.
you know, the love we have for God has to be in that number one spot. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Has to
yes.
be.
Yes, yes.
That's the
number
order.
One, right.
Spiritual
mm-hmm.
order.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's
mm-hmm.
spiritual
mm-hmm.
order I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? You
uh-huh.
know, so,
yes.
Because in order for me to be right, I got to go to him to get Lee right. So that way Lee can stay right for her.
Right.
You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you know what I consider the acronym for JOY is. You know what that acronym is? JOY? J is for Jesus, O is for others, and Y is for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that. I was like, okay, Jesus is first, then others come, and then I'm last on the totem pole. So that's what
mm-hmm.
brings me joy, you know. And so I thought, so we had that, I think, at church some time ago when I was young. So I just thought that
mm-hmm.
was just, you know, interesting as well. But as you say, you know, you know, God comes first. He's always going to come first. When he comes second, he's going to get mad. He's like, oh, heck no. Oh, cuss word no, as they say. But
Well, you know what? And what you're saying,
huh.
and what you're saying is biblical. He said, have no other gods
right.
before me.
Right.
That means
exactly.
anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He says, have
he's
no
a jealous
other
God.
Gods
he is a
him.
Jealous God. Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
I
so,
am a jealous God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so sometimes
mm-hmm.
people make a mistake. And they
uh-huh.
make the husband before God, the wife before God, children,
mm-hmm.
job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know
money,
what I'm saying?
Everything
is before God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. So,
mm-hmm.
you know,
and where
that's
are
why he tells us that. You know what I'm saying? Have no other gods
mm-hmm.
before him.
God.
No, we sometimes make mistakes and make people gods. We make things
mm-hmm.
gods and everything else.
Right.
But we don't make him
mm-hmm.
number one. He needs to be number one, mm-hmm. bottom line.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's so, so true. That is so true. And this next one is anyone who has a heart. It's a remake. And I thought that was kind of fitting as well as, you know, after I found All I Need. But anyone who has a heart, you want to tell us about the remake of that?
Yeah, man. I did this remake of, you know, for those that know Luther Vandross, of course, and Curtis Music. So
mm-hmm.
I thought this was a nice Song of Solomon concept song.
Okay.
You know, maybe a little rough patch and stuff. So yeah, man, I try to deal with everything. And so I thought I've always loved the song, even when I was a kid. And so just
uh-huh.
paying tribute to his genius. And so yeah, this is my vocal work on there. And so I just wanted to do it because. You know, it may be a rough patch in there and all that, you know what I'm saying? But, you know,
right.
I try to deal with every aspect of human, the human concept of life, you know what I'm saying? Everything's
okay.
not going to be joyful, everything's going to be happy, you're going to have your moments, and that's
mm-hmm.
real life, man. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, man, so I want to do a
correct.
Song that, you know, that brings us back to what we know is loving one another. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah,
uh-huh.
I want to do this one as a Song of Solomon concept piece. Yeah, so, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Anyone Who Has a Heart, remake. The Sounds of Luther, done by Lee Alston. Be mine. Ooh.
ever love could look at me and know that I love you. Anyone who ever dreamed could look at me and know I dream of you. Knowing I love you so. Anyone who had a heart would take me in her arms and love me too. You couldn't really have a heart and hurt me like you hurt me. You the way I do, I take it back. Without you, I die dear. Knowing I love you so. Anyone who had a heart would take me in her arms.
All the instruments in that one?
No, I'm not on this particular track. This is just a cover song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but still, just knowing you did the song, it's like, okay, Luther, I know he's gone and everything, but still, we have someone who could stand in for him.
Yeah, man. Thank
Luther.
You. Yeah, man.
Luther,
yeah.
Lee Alston. But this next song we have is Human Remake, and that's the reason why I had this right after the other one, is because if anybody had a heart and you broke it, we're still human in the end. And, you know, if anybody remembers the song Human, they'd understand the why I put them kind of sort of what together.
Yeah.
So why did you do the remake for Human?
I've always, when that song came out in the 80s, man, I've always you know, it was just the way the arrangement was. And, and you know, of course, what they were talking about as far as forgiveness, you know, after one makes a mistake against another one, of course, and all that. Of course, I put my own lyrics in here, but I've always wanted to do this song. If those of you don't know, it was a band called Human League that that was the author of this song, you know, and so I just did a remake and a cover of it just for promotional purposes because I always loved the song. So, yeah, so this is Human. And so we have to remember that we are human, and we do make mistakes at times, you know what I'm saying? And so I think a lot of people forget a lot of times where they came from, where they come from. And so that's why I just felt in my heart to give that quick intro when we started the show, is that, you know, you know, we can't condemn folks and all this stuff, man.
Right.
And, you know, we ain't got that right. You know what I'm saying? I mean, people got to remember
right.
that. You know what I'm saying? Stay in your lane. You know what I'm saying? I stay in my lane all the time, man. I don't go out my way and try to condemn people or whatever. Because people going to, you know, people going to think how they want to think in their mindset.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? You know, all I can do is present.
That's correct.
My message, the way I do it, and then, you know, just like the Bible, you know, this is what Jesus did. All he did is present it. You know what I'm saying?
And how people take it as
own. So that's all I'm doing is presenting what God has given me to share with the world in the method that he's given me. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, hopefully listening, you will be encouraged in some way, inspired in some way. Hopefully, you know, in some way you'll know who God is. I mean, he's the source of my life. You know what I'm saying? He's the center of my joy, all of that for me. So, man, we got to remember that we're all human, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just like other of us may make a mistake against you, just, you know, you remember, hey, you know, ain't nobody down here perfect. And so at times we got to go back sometimes and apologize. You know what I'm saying?
And, yes,
and so when we do that, that's what the word God tells us to do anyway. You know what I'm saying? There's no man or woman above repentance, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man.
Right.
So it's like, you know, repentance is always in order. You know what I'm saying? Jesus even said, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So that's right there.
Right.
I mean, that's word. So,
that's,
yeah,
that's
man, let's just remember,
that's
y'all, when we do something to one another, hey, man, lead man, woman, love, or, you know, or just, if you're not a man or a woman, if you're a child, you know, you're being wrong, apologize. Repent and let's move forward. That's all it's about. That's what it's about. Yeah.
And this is that season. So, hey, listen to Human, the remake by Lee Alston. Yes. Yeah, man. Yes. Love it. Love it.
Oh, woman or child who is above repentance. So let's move forward. Let's get back to living again. Life is so beautiful.
Don't know that song, go to Human League's soundtrack and listen to it. And it's still, I'm only human, you know. That's it. I'm only human. I'm only human. Born to make mistakes, because we are not, we call it flawed, I guess you want to say. So we're going to make mistakes, but we have somebody who forgives us for those mistakes. So he put us out here to be human, but yet he has his arms extended and his heart open to give, you know, to forgive. And that's basically what the song is about.
Then we got to also, you know, he teaches us, you know, when you've done wrong to somebody, you need to go to that person, you know, before you can go to him and ask for forgiveness. You got to first of all take care of that little part. I believe that's the part right there a lot of people don't want to take
don't
care
do.
Of. You know, it's going back to that person that you did wrong. And that Bible teaches us that very clearly, that you need to go back to that person first and get it right. Then you can come to the Father. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people, man, you know, I know it's like eating crow. You know what I'm saying? You done said stuff to people. You done stuff to people. You feel like, man, I can't apologize. It didn't take much for you to talk to them the way you did or do them the way you did.
Right. That's
correct.
You know what I'm saying? That's correct.
So, yeah, man.
That
so that's the key right there.
Ellis,
you got to first of all go back to that person that you did wrong to and get it right with them. Then you can come and talk to the Father.
Right.
Yeah, man. That's word.
Yeah, that's
I had to
right.
learn that myself.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, that's right. That is so true. That is so true. And now, of course, it's our shout-out time before we get to church quaking. So you want to shout out to anybody?
Yeah, I just want to give a big shout-out to, you know, all of y'all on NoOneMusic.com.
Hey!
For your downloads and shares and for showing a brother the support that you do. I got much love for y'all. Thank y'all so much, and I appreciate y'all. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yes, yes. He's up to 460,000+ views on his profile. We're trying to get him to 500,000, you know, before the end of the year. So we still have a minute or two. And I mean, I feel like every day it goes up about 5,000 views, if not more. So if we could, you know, tell everybody to go and view his program, so or profile on n1m.com/leealston. That's numberonemusic.com/leealston. As you can hear and see, he's just been rising. And it's been less than a year, you all, less than 1 year that he's had this profile on n1m.com. So you guys are making him number one, first off, and making his music number one. And we want to make you number one. And thank you, each and every one of you, for viewing his profiles and for downloading his music and making him, you know, a standout artist. So thank you. So that's the shout-out today. And I want to shout-out to all of our newcomers, our new listeners worldwide, wherever you are. Thank you. Lee said he had a chef from France reach out to him. So hello? Bonjour in France. So thank you. Everybody.
Yeah, I know a lot of people. So, yeah, all of y'all
yes,
that connect with me
yes,
on LinkedIn.
Everyone.
You know, that was
yes,
one individual, but I have so many, so I don't want to leave
yes,
anybody out. So for
no,
all of y'all that connect with me on LinkedIn this week, last mm-hmm, week, you know, I appreciate y'all for that. And, you know, and hopefully we can network one day, hopefully, and collaborate on some things and talk all that. I hope, you know, I got to thank y'all for following me and for your support. Yeah. And you got
yeah,
anything
yeah,
to say?
Yeah, I just want to give a shout out to the Master Blaster himself, Lee
yeah,
Austin.
Yes.
And,
yes.
He will be wishing him a happy birthday on next week. He will have a birthday
yeah,
next week.
Yeah.
Oh, all right now. He's just what, this
yeah,
side
man,
of 50?
Yeah. Oh,
this
yeah,
side
man,
of 50. We won't say which side this is, but this side of 50.
Yeah, I'll be
well,
51
happy birthday,
Lord Willie, man, on Tuesday. Yeah, thank
okay,
y'all. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, mm-hmm, okay. Quarter century,
you,
no, half century
you,
plus. Good, good. We'll have to say
yeah,
happy birthday to you on Facebook, LinkedIn, number1.music.com, SoundCloud, and everything else you can think of, Snapchat, WhatsApp, Instagram, thank you, ma'am, and everything else. So we get ready to church quake a tad bit, and this first one is church quake. You've heard it before. We're going to play it, then we're going to come back, and we'll let Lee, excuse me, explain it as he does all his music. Then we have Church Quake, the after party. Then we have Church Quake, .. I am extended play. Yes.
Well, I tell
so
you what,
get
so let's just play all of them consecutively so that way
okay,
they can rap. You know, I want them to get it all wrapped in their head, so we'll just play them consecutively. Then I'll just come back and... Yeah.
Sounds like a plan. Okay, here we go. Church
right,
Quake, Church Quake, the after party, and then Church Quake, .. I am EP.
Yeah, man.
Go
yeah,
ahead and mind trip, y'all. Yes, yes, yes.
Ow! Sweet chair, let me ride. Swing low, come on in with me. Take me to a higher place where your spirit leads me. Feel the fire all up in here. Church Quake.
Let's crank the after party. Yes, sir. Progressing. IMEP, the new one. This is a new song. What's up? Yeah, man. Come on.
Jackson Mosa. We like to take you closer. Walking to the Leosa. On my feet say Osa. Slender Jam Samosa. We like to take you closer. Walking to the Leosa. On my feet say Osa. Slender Jam Samosa. We like to take you closer. Walking to the Leosa. On my feet say Osa. Slender Jam Samosa. We like the way you flow, sir.
I get joy when I think about everything you've done for me. I get joy when I think about the peace you've given to me. I get joy when I think about your mercy. Joy when I think about your unconditional love. I dance.
Walk to the Divinosa. All my peace say Osa. Slam the jam samosa. We like the way you flow, sir. Walk to the Divinosa. All my peace say Osa. Slam the jam samosa. We like the way you flow, sir. Walk to the Divinosa. All my peace say Osa. Slam the jam samosa. We like the way you flow, sir. Walk to the Divinosa. All my peace say, oh, sir. Slam the jam, samosa. We like the way you flow, sir.
When I think about your goodness, I shout with victory. When I think about your mercy, your kindness, I shout with thanksgiving. And when I think about everything you've done for me, you healed my soul and you've given me a new life. I dance.
Walk to the Divinosa.
Yeah.
All my peace say Osa.
Yeah.
Slam the jam samosa. We like the way you flow, sir.
Dance.
Walk to the Divinosa. All my peace say Osa. Slam the jam samosa. We like the way you flow, sir. Walk to the Divinosa.
Yeah.
All my peace say Osa. Slam the jam samosa. We like the way you flow, sir.
I dance and I dance.
Walk to the Divinosa. All my peace say Osa.
Yeah.
Slam the jam samosa. We like the way you flow, sir.
Yeah.
Walk to the Divinosa. All my peace say Osa. Slam the jam samosa. We like the way you flow, sir.
Church queen.
Walk to the Divinosa.
Church queen.
All my peace say Osa.
Church queen.
Slam the jam samosa.
Yeah.
We like the way you flow, sir.
Come on.
Walk to the Divinosa. All my peace say Osa.
I give you praise.
Slam the jam samosa. We like the way you flow, sir.
I give you praise.
Walk to the Divinosa. All my peace say Osa. Slam the jam samosa. We like the way you flow, sir.
I give you
walk to the Divinosa. All my peace say Osa. Slam the jam samosa. We like the way you flow, sir. Walk to the Divinosa. All my peace say Osa. Slam the jam samosa. We like the way you flow, sir. Walk to the Divinosa. All my peace say Osa. Slam the jam samosa. We like the way you flow, sir. Walk to the Divinosa. All my peace say Osa.
Earthquake. That. I am EP. You heard all the three different types of music.
Yeah.
Well, that was nice.
Yeah.
That was really nice.
Yeah.
Yes. Definitely. Extended. What do you call it? Extended. What was the new word for the P?
Personified.
Personification. Yes. Extended person. Yes. So it's him and other people who is still him.
Yeah.
No. It's all still him, but because he's the one doing this music. But for those of you who ever want to listen to his other shows on demand, you can always go back and listen to those on demand under blogtalkradio.com/Lee Alston Gullah Soul Music. And so he's had some really great shows with the collaborations, and we just had fun all the way around. So, you know, you hear us giggling, you know, just having a crazy old good time. So we just appreciate all the time you spend with us. You know, we hope you enjoy the Holy Mind tripping and the church quaking with us this evening on the Gullible Music played from the vault. I'm Lee Alston, and as we play Confessions in the background, and confessing about our mind tripping and about church quaking and everything else, and we just want to thank Lee and his lovely wife, Miss Angie, baby, for allowing us to vibe here in his atmosphere, as you would say. Yes, all the way from Freeport, Texas, as our to the minds of you, all of you worldwide. And welcome to all the new countries who have tuned in to the Vault, of course. And you know what? You're always welcome to come back every Friday, 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern to the same Gullus channel. And just join in with us. And if you want to call in, that number is 516-418-5857. So we thank you, thank you, thank you for listening and tuning in. This has been your hostess, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Daku Designs. And we are leaving you with some thought-provoking song called The Living Years. So, you know, it's, as we were mind-tripping, you know, we want you to think about the living years. You know, think about, you know, all those who have gone on before us and so on and so forth. I'll let Lee explain the song, but, you know, The Living Years talks about, go ahead, Lee, and then we're going to play.
Yeah, basically, you know, don't take the ones that are here with us for granted, you know what I'm saying, because when they're gone, they're gone. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you don't want to, you know, let your loved ones pass on and you never got anything right with them. You know what I'm saying? You'd be beating yourself up for the rest of your life because of the fact you didn't have time to get it right. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're talking about, being human. You know what I'm saying? You've done somebody wrong. You know, just go back to them and apologize, man, and squash it and move forward. You know what I'm saying? And heal. You know what I'm saying? There's so many people that have passed on, and people have died with people still here, never got a chance to say, I apologize. You know, I apologize for what I've done to you. You know what I'm saying? So think about these kind of things, you know what I'm saying? Because life is so fragile. You know what I'm saying? So that's basically what the living years is about. Yeah, man. Yeah.
It's a beautiful song, and it's I wrote down these words. It says, the song is, if you can listen as well as you hear, the living years. So if you listen as well as you hear, so we're going to hear the living years, and we're going to close out our week, and we want to see you back again next week. We thank you, thank you, thank you, of course, and thought-provoking song, The Living Years.
Every generation blames the one before, and all their frustrations come beating on your door. I know that I'm a prisoner to all my father held so dear. I know I am a hostage to all his hopes and fears. I just wish I could have told him in the living years. No crumbled bits of paper filled with imperfect thoughts, stilted conversation, that's all that we've got. Say you just don't see it, you say it's perfect sense. We can't agree in the present tense. We all talk a different language, talking in defense.
Living
Say it now. Say it clear. As well as you hear. It's too late. It's too late when we die. We don't see eye to eye. So we open up a corridor between the present and the past. We only sacrifice the future. It's the bitterness that lasts. So don't give it to the fortune, cause the time keeps staying. But we have a new perspective on a different day. And if you don't give up and don't give in, you might just be okay. Oh, say it loud. Say it clear. As well as you hear. It's too late. It's too late when we die. We don't see eye to eye. I wasn't there that morning when my father passed away. I didn't get to tell him all the things I had to say. I think I saw his spirit later that same year. I'm sure I heard his echo in my baby's newborn tears. I just wish I could have told him in the living years. Oh, say it now. Say it clear. As well as you hear. It's too late. It's too late when we die. We don't see eye to eye.
Check my vibe out, y'all. Just for 1 minute, close your eyes to maximize the pure thought of blue sky. And every color of the rainbow lives in harmony. That's the way it ought to be. But all we see is color. We need to be colorblind. Seek to find the beauty inside. Because no matter how hard the heart, everyone has a soft part. So let's stop making excuses and start to teach our children where true love begins within. And it doesn't matter what color of skin they're in.
Few Thoughts, called My Thoughts by Lee Alston, as we leave you this evening. Thank you again for joining us. Have a wonderful weekend. Be safe. Stay safe from COVID. Stay masked up and just love each other and forgive each other. Amen.
So, 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 power, power. Radio.
On the strength of God's soul.